This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Here's a swing and a ball sent out to right field by Tim Elko. It is up and it is gone. A home run for Tim Elko. That's his 10th home run of the year. Jumps on that first pitch and smashes it out to right field.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's a delight to welcome in Scott Merkin, MLB.com, the handsome, intelligent Merkin brother, and he is in Charlotte with the Knights, where the story is. And we're delighted to welcome in on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check them out, Aturo.com. Hey, Scott.
Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what the Sox are doing. Why not bring up Tim Elko? Why do they hate that guy? What is it about him that just bothers everyone?
I think it's quite the contrary. I think they have a lot of respect for Tim Elko, and that's one thing that I've noticed is, I mean, not that I've heard bad things about other people, but one of the things you hear across the board from Chris to, you know, Paul Yanis, Chris Getz, of course, Paul Yanis, Sergio Santos, his teammate, is just what a tremendously great guy Tim Elko is. And I actually asked him about that when I talked to him Tuesday, and he kind of laughed and said, you know, he takes as much pride in that as being a good player. And, you know, I think Paul has said this before, and that, you know, you got to wait for your opportunity, and the roster has got to be constructed right. And this is a team with the offense they have that plays a lot of matchups, and it's tough to carry, you know, similar profiles on your team with Tim and Andrew Vaughn. Now, in the same sense, I would think that in the year you are, you know, the team is 10-27. They've, you know, they're a better team than last year. I think they've played better baseball than last year, even though the record is not, you know, much different than what it was last year. I think you have a shot to see guys like this. Maybe Tim Elko was not in your, you know, every team has a big board where they look out more than just the next 2 weeks, the next 2 months, the next year. Maybe Tim was not on that board to begin with. He's 26 years old. But why not now, or if not now, sometime in the next month or next few weeks, get a look and see what you have? Because, you know, I think you really want to see what you have going into next year. Next year is the year that I think they should kind of turn even a bigger corner, but you want to know what you have in place when you're going into that year. So he's doing everything he can, and he's saying, you know, I don't want to say he's saying the right things because he believes it. It's not like he's putting on a show. There's no affectation. He believes that he's just got to focus on Charlotte. And who knows, when I go to the ballpark today before I leave to come home, he may be on his way to Chicago for all we know. But we'll see. But I think he's doing everything he can to make the case and then some on top of it.
I hope you guys share an Uber to the airport because he belongs with the White Sox. It defies baseball
logic. Give
him your
ticket.
Merck, the big board.
I have a rental car, so he can. Okay, even have
he can sit shotgun there, because the only big board that matters is the scoreboard, and the Sox struggle to score runs. It defies baseball logic why they have a guy leading the minors and homers in their system still at Charlotte in AAA. So I don't know what they're waiting for. If not now, when? Otherwise, is there anybody else down there besides Tim Elko that can get a promotion before he does? Because we thought that would be yesterday when Benintendi went on the IL and they brought up somebody else, and it wasn't Tim Elko. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also, again, it comes down to the matchup situations. Nick is a left-handed hitter. You know, I think you have another guy who's playing well, who's also a little older in baseball vernacular, still much younger than us, but older in baseball vernacular, Corey Jolks, who's killing it down there too, and has actually had a little run with the White Sox in the past. But I think it's all about, you know, kind of the opportunity has got to meet what they need at the top level. Now, like I just said, in the same instance, if you're going to get a look at him and see what he can do at the next level, and sometimes, and I'm not saying this is Tim, sometimes people crush it at Charlotte, crush it at Birmingham, get to the majors, and they don't do it, And let's be honest, I forgot who said this to me in the last couple of weeks, but they call it the major leagues for a reason. You know, no one ever got to the Hall of Fame and said, man, you know, I hit 500 home runs, but God, that year I spent in Double-A, that was the key. Those statistics mean more to me than anything. Minor league is what you do to get to the majors, and that's when it really counts. I'm not dismissing the minors. There's been some great stories I'm able to find this week that I've been out here. But it's when you get to the majors that matters, and that's when you have to, you know, really put on the best show.
Is all their pitching help, is that all in Birmingham, or are there guys in Charlotte? I know hard to put up good numbers in that building.
It is a tough ballpark to pitch in, and I think that's why, you may see guys like, I think you will see guys like Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith and Grant Taylor jump straight from Birmingham to the majors at some point. You know, Grant Taylor, I think the key for him is to stay healthy, and if he stays healthy, I could see, you know, the back end of his season being sort of kind of an opener, you know, one or two inning guy, filling out the innings they want him to get to this year in the major leagues. And I think the same could happen for Noah and Hagen. You know, I think Noah and Hagen might be a little bit ahead of Grant in terms of starting rotation because, you know, Grant was dealing with injuries when he first came in. But those of us who saw, you know, all three of them were really impressive. Grant Taylor, for someone who hadn't seen much of him until then, I mean, I you put less numbers in Cactus League, I think, or less merit in Cactus League than you do in the minor leagues. But, I mean, you just saw something with Grant Taylor that was a big leaguer, you know, in the minor leagues. I mean, the two innings, six strikeouts he had against the Dodgers, him facing the heart of that Dodgers order, you just saw a presence and stuff that if he stays healthy, this guy could be on the quick path to the majors. So there are guys at Charlotte, you know, a little more veteran guys that could help the White Sox. But I think the prospects, the pure prospect guys, are at Birmingham and below.
Thanks, Mark.
Great stuff. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to pick up Elko on the way to the airport.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Wow.
He's driving. He's going to drive him right here. That's awesome. Stop by the station first. We'll all hit the south side.
We found that audio from Pat Hughes just comparing PCA, or at least invoking a very special name in baseball history when talking about Pete Crow Armstrong.
And we'll be right back with it, Mully and Haw on the score.